amen, 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 and amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Inside the ark, amen, inside the storm. Amen. I'm not trying to say to you that we're in two places. Amen. That we're inside the ark. Can you say amen? But rather, praise God, that we are in the one place that is inside the ark. But the ark itself was inside the storm. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, we are, amen, praise God, to be appreciative, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, has allowed us to find a place, hallelujah, of safety in Him. Can we say amen? And we recognize, praise God, that God, amen, in His first act of salvation of humanity, amen, as it were on a massive level, amen, praise God, showed us, praise God, that He would use an ark to bring deliverance. Amen, praise God, amen. Understand, praise God, that it's better to be inside the ark than to be inside the storm. Can we say amen? Because when we're inside the ark, amen, praise God, we are shielded and protected, hallelujah, from the storm. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And we, amen, should desire, amen, to always be in the place that God has desired us to be. Amen, praise God. And not out of a place, praise God, that we have chosen on our own. We always want to be, praise God, just where God, amen, praise God, has purposed for us to be. And so, praise God, when we look at this ark, amen, praise God, that we identify as Noah's ark, but understand, praise God, Noah was only the builder. God was the architect. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, the one that designed the ark, that wasn't Noah. Amen. The one that designed the ark, amen, was God Himself. And when God was designing the ark, praise God, He was not about designing a vessel, can you say amen, for amen, to take a pleasure cruise on, amen, praise God, but God had, amen, a specific purpose, praise God, when, amen, praise God, He designed the ark. Hallelujah, praise God. The ark had, amen, one purpose. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And that would be to save life. Can we say amen? Amen, because everything outside of the ark, when God would send the rain, would die. But God had provision, amen, praise God, for everything that was in the ark to live and not to die. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, because God, amen, would send the rain. Can you say amen? God knew how, amen, praise God, to design the ark, amen, so that it could withstand everything that He would send. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, praise God, He designs the ark, praise God, amen, praise God, that is 300 cubits long, amen, is 450 feet in our mind, can we say amen, 450 feet long, obviously, praise God, God intended, amen, praise God, for more than, amen, praise God, a couple of people to occupy the ark. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, there was a lot of room. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's 450 feet, a football field and a half long. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God.
It stood 75 feet high, 50 cubits high. It stood, 50 cubits wide it was, and 45 feet high. That is 30 cubits it stood in height. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, it may not have been a vessel that was good to look on. Can you say amen? But it wasn't built, the eye to behold as something beautiful. The design of the ark was made, hallelujah, for salvation. You ought to give him praise. Can you say amen? Amen, God. Amen, praise God. Made it tight. Can you say amen? What you mean, elder? He made it tight. Hallelujah. He sealed it on the outside. But that wasn't enough. Can you say amen? He went on the inside, told Moses, you seal it outwardly and inwardly. Can you say amen? The word, praise God, ain't no water coming in here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In here, life will be preserved. In here, there will be deliverance. In here, there will be a victory. Can you say amen? He sealed it on the outside, and he sealed it on the inside with pitch. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Not only that, hallelujah, praise God, but amen, it was just one door. Hallelujah, God, amen, praise God, only had one way in. Amen, God is peculiar like that. Can you say amen? He don't give you a whole lot of options. Can you say amen? One, amen, praise God, entrance into the Garden of Eden, one way into the ark. Lord have mercy, one way into the temple. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You had to come in one way. And when you get into the church, you still gotta come in one way. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door. Can you say amen? He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Can you say amen? And he's the door to the sheepfold. Y'all ought to praise him. So praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A vessel. Hallelujah. 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Can you say amen? But it was a vessel built, can you say amen, to preserve life. And to preserve life, it had to be able to stand up to the storm. I want to praise God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so God, amen, orchestrated everything with height. Can you say amen? And length. But here's the thing. Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, decided to put a window to finish the ark with a window. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the window was only a foot and a half wide. Can you say amen? But it ran the whole course of the ark. Hallelujah. Only a foot and a half wide. That ark was finished off in a cubit. Any light that would come in would not come through the side. It was sealed too tight. Can you say amen? Any light that came in, it had to come from above. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the ark that was designed by God, amen, to save, amen, praise God, when the invitation went out, you already know, only eight responded. Can you say amen? Amen. But God was patient. Can you say amen? He knew what the harvest would be, but he still waited on eight souls. They all ought to praise him. Ain't God a good God that he would wait like that just for a few souls? Gives us an idea of how valuable beautiful our soul is before God. Tell your neighbor, amen, God loved you, amen, before you knew how to love yourself, because you had something valuable. You got a soul. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, that's all I got. Can you say amen? That's all I got. I gotta save what I got, because that's all I got is my soul. You can gain everything else in the world, but you don't want to lose your soul. Can we say thank you, Jesus? But let me get on. Hallelujah, praise God. So you are familiar with, amen, the ark. Hallelujah, that we call Noah's ark. Can you say amen? Saved 8 souls. Amen, praise God. And a host of clean animals by pairs of 7. And a host of unclean animals by pairs of 2. Can you say amen? Amen. God had, amen, the food that was eaten, amen, on the ark. Amen, praise God. He had all of those commodities there for those that would be on the ark. Amen, praise God. And so we know that ark, amen, only 8 souls. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We are introduced later on, hallelujah, to an ark made out of bulrushes. Can you say amen? And only 1 soul was in that. Amen. That was Moses. And he got his name from being drawn out of the water. Can you say amen? But he was in an ark. And that ark delivered him from the enemy that would have cut him off. But God had provision for 1 hallelujah soul. But what are you doing, Lord? I'm saving 8. I'm saving 1. Can you say amen? Can your neighbor, an ark is a vessel for salvation. Can you say amen? And when God wanted to save the remembrance of who he was, amen, he made a different kind of ark that wouldn't go in the water, but would instead be in the holy of holies. Can you say amen? What are you saving now, Lord? I'm saving my commandments on the tables of stone. What are you saving now? I'm saving a pot of manna. Can you say amen? What are you saving now, Lord? I'm saving Aaron's rod that buds. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Because I don't want Israel to ever forget who I am and what I've done. I want you to remember. Can you say amen? Who I am. Amen. Praise God. And then praise God. When we talk about vessels for salvation, we come to our last ark. Can you say amen? This ark ain't made out of gopher wood. Amen. It ain't made out of bulrushes. Can you say amen? But I heard John say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Can you say amen? Y'all better praise him today. Hallelujah. When he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. Behold, I come in the volume of a book. Amen. To do thy will, oh God. Tell your neighbor, this the last art. Can you say amen? This is what salvation is all about. Because there's only 1 Savior, and that is our God. Can you say amen? If God know anything, he know how to save. Tell your neighbor, if God know anything, he know how to save. You better praise him. He got a record that he's a savior and a deliverer. He is a way maker. He's a God of all bonds. You say amen. Amen. Praise God. But let's back up for a minute. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to be on the ark. year. Can we say amen? 150 days, the water is going to prevail on the earth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God done sealed the boat up tight. Amen. Can you say amen? We know there's only one egress outside of the door in the side, because when God put him in the ark, he sealed it himself. Tell your neighbor, your preacher can't do this for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Your little good works can't do it for you. Amen. You got to have God to seal you. And when God seal you, you are sealed until the day of redemption. You ought to give him another praise. But it was tight because God had sealed him in. Can you say amen? I just want you to realize, amen, praise God, that in the ark, in the storm, don't mean that everything, amen, in the ark is all, amen, praise God, lovely and nice. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about all the animals that was in there on the ark. Can you say amen? Some things gonna be going on. Can you say amen for 150 days? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. It ain't about being pleasant all the time. It's about being delivered from death. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. Amen. It don't always be pleasant. Can you say amen? Sometimes it get a little rough up in here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? All of that is going on. Can you say amen? And God only got one vent. Can you say thank you, Jesus? One vent to vent all of that. Now, hallelujah. But you know what? I want to live. And so because I want to live, I'm going to have to be inconvenienced sometimes. Tell your neighbor, do you want to live? Safety in the house of God. It may not always be smooth, but it's safety in the house of God. Sometimes they get on your last nerve. Can you say amen? But I'd rather be in the ark than in the storm. Y'all better pray. Tell your neighbor, while the ark is in the storm, there is no storm in the ark. Give it to you. Not like the world gives, but I give it unto you. And y'all give a praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The reality is, in Noah's time, hallelujah, everything now that was on the earth, everything outside of the ark, it perished. Can you say amen? When we fast forward to the church, amen, the Lord said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I need me some Jesus. I need the Lord. Can you say amen? And I need to get in God. Can you say amen? It ain't enough to hang around him. Can you say amen? I gotta get in him. Amen. It ain't enough to know about him. I gotta get in him. Amen. And just like the other ark, he was not attractive on the outside. Can you say amen? He was a man of sorrows, acquainted faith with grief. Amen. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Can you say amen? He was despised. Can you say amen? And rejected. Can you say amen? And we had little account for who he was. But this wasn't meant to be beautiful. Can you say amen? Amen. To attract you to beauty. You got to come in here to see the beauty. You got to be in here to know the beauty. You got to be one in the ark to realize the power of God to make even a lovely sinner look good when he saves them. Say thank you, Jesus. We are not attracted, amen, praise God, to him. Hit, amen, praise God. We don't need to use a whole lot of catalyzing things to bring folk, amen, to the church. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Give them the truth. Give them the word of God. Can you say amen? Amen. For you to walk on their feet and stand on their head and be on their chest. Can you say amen? But if you let it in, it'll do you good. If you let the word in, it'll change your life. If you let the word in, can you say amen? It will wash you. It will cleanse you. It will deliver you. And it will save your soul. Everything outside of Noah's ark dies. There was no escape. The waters covered the highest hill, the highest mountain, 15 cubits and upwards, 22 feet of water. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Mount Everest, if it was in place at that time, was covered. Can you say thank you, Jesus? All of the, amen, Himalayan mountains, those are the highest mountain ranges. Can you say amen? All of them. Yes, say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Nothing survived outside of the ark. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. But in the ark, there was life. Can you say amen? Why? Because God remembered. Can you say amen? He remembered Noah, and he remembered every living thing that he had placed in the ark. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in this ark of the New Testament church, it might get hard sometime, but God has not forgotten. Can you say amen? He remembers that he made you a prophet. Hallelujah. It may be hard sometime. Can you say amen? And we might want to complain. Lord, did you really know what you were doing when you designed this way? And God gonna say, I knew exactly what I'm doing. Because if you can't suffer with me, you can't reign with me. But I want you to learn how to suffer with me. Because you're gonna reign with me. And so, you're gonna have some good days, but they ain't all gonna be good. Can you say amen? You're going to have some good days, but they ain't all going to be good. But what God wants us to realize, that even on your worst day, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, even on your worst day, hallelujah, when it look like ain't nothing going the way that it ought to go, every child that is redeemed of the Lord can say this, amen, that I got something that the world did not give me. I got something in my body on the inside, and I might have to cry sometime, but I got life, and I got it more abundantly. And it may be hard. Can you say amen in the way? Hallelujah, that I realize that I'm never He's with me. He is my defense. He's my strong tower. He is the God of my help and the God of my strength. Anybody know?
One vent.
So when they wanted a ventilation, they had to look up again. Because that's where the ventilation was. Your time of refreshing comes from God. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. It won't be better till God makes it better. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, He satisfies the longing suffering. It won't be better till God makes it better. You can throw money at it, it ain't gonna be better. You can pile up some buddies and friends on top of it, it ain't gonna be better. You can change your neighborhood, it ain't gonna be better. Can you say amen? Amen. It won't be better till God makes it better. This is the last ark of salvation.
Amen.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Stay on the ship.
Yes, Lord.
Say amen. Stay on the boat.
Amen.
Thank God you're on the boat.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Thank God you're on the boat. Amen. So I can put up with you getting on my nerves every now and then.
Well, right.
At least I got life.
That's right.
Can you
That's
say
right.
amen? Yeah. I can put up with this, that, the other.
That's right.
At least I got life.
That's right.
Because everything outside of the ark,
yes,
it died. But God said unto us, the redeemed of the Lord, I would that you have life,
that more
and that you might have it more abundantly. Stay on.